Well, we've all been promised cheaper power prices under Scott Morrison's policy to intervene in the energy market. The Prime Minister says that savings of hundreds of dollars a year will be delivered by a range of measures, including a new price safety net, powers to force energy retailers to divest their assets if there's evidence of gouging, and taxpayer investment in new reliable power generation, including coal. Scott Morrison says waving a big stick at power companies will help households and small business.
We want their electricity prices to be more affordable. We want their electricity prices to go down. That's what we want to achieve. And we have a plan to achieve that. And that plan is to get the big energy companies under control.
The Prime Minister on his pre-election blueprint to make gas and electricity more affordable. Mark Butler is the Shadow Energy Minister. He joins me in the Parliament House studios. Mark Butler, welcome back to Breakfast.
Morning, Fran.
Labor supports some of these measures, like the power companies being forced to offer default price contracts. That was an ACCC recommendation. The Prime Minister said some of us could save $832 a year. Could we?
Well, it's hard to think of who that would be, and certainly if anyone is saving $800 a year, they're not doing it as a result of this decision. The ACCC made it very clear what this would result in for people's bills, and it would be between $105 and $165 a year for people shifted from existing standing offers to this default price offer. So it's in that range, and it would only apply to probably 10 to 15% of the market or of consumers who are currently on standing offers. That figure's quite a bit lower in Victoria, for example. It's under 10%. So again, this government's sort of overblowing a reheated decision that frankly was agreed between Bill Shorten and Malcolm Turnbull 10 weeks ago.
Well, let's try and get some clarity here because there's two timelines the Prime Minister's talking about. The price default contracts, which will be introduced by July next year, but as a down payment and presumably ahead of the election, the government says power companies must lower the price of their existing standing offers by the 1st of January. A, do you think the retailers will do that or should do that? And what does that mean? What sort of price offer will we be getting?
Well, we don't know. Of course, we want to see prices come down. The problem is that since the National Energy Guarantee was dumped 8 weeks ago, which was promised to provide savings of $550, we've seen wholesale prices start to rise again because of the investor uncertainty.
But what is the existing standing offer? What is that?
Well, so every company in every market has a standing offer. And this was the sensible thing about this reform. We would move from a potpourri of different standing offers for AGL, for Origin, for Energy Australia and all of the other retailers to having a simple single default price for a particular market so that when people were offered discounts, they could compare apples with apples.
So it would be a discount from that price?
That's right. It would be a discount from that price. Currently, people might be offered a 20% discount off one standing offer and a 30% discount off another standing offer. So and you can't compare those two things because they're operating off different benchmarks.
So this all makes sense and Labor would back this?
Well, we announced it first 10 weeks ago. Malcolm Turnbull and Josh Frydenberg followed shortly after, only a day or two after. It's been a bipartisan energy policy in this country for 10 weeks. So there's nothing new to see here.
Well, the big stick measure that the energy companies aren't too keen on either is the forced divestment of assets if companies don't lower their prices. You don't see it as a cudgel. I think you described it as a toothpick yesterday rather than a big stick. But this has worked before and precedent the domestic gas supply mechanism. That helped shore up the domestic gas market.
Sure, that wasn't divestment though.
What was the threat of? Intervention in their market.
It was a threat of intervention.
Do you support this threat of divestment?
Well, we don't know what it is beyond a headline. I mean, if it was about consumers, then the ACCC would have recommended it in their report, and they didn't. They considered the possibility of divestment, and the ACCC did not recommend this. What I'm concerned about is that this is really about going after companies that don't toe the government's line on the coal versus renewables war.
That's why? What do you mean?
Well, it seems to be targeted at companies that aren't doing what the party room of the coalition wants in building new coal-fired power stations or artificially extending the life of existing ones.
So, like AGL?
Well, I don't know. They haven't mentioned AGL, but that's one the government has gone after. Now, at the end of the day, these companies are big and ugly enough to defend themselves. What I'm concerned about, though, is that this is a headline that's got nothing to do with consumers. The ACCC considered the possibility of divestment and didn't recommend it at the end of the day because it couldn't be shown to be in the interests of consumers.
The ACCC, this is number 4 point of Scott Morrison's 4-point plan, also recommended government underwriting investment in new reliable power sources by either providing loans or being the buyer of last resort for the, well, I'm not sure if the ACCC suggested loans, but certainly talked about being the buyer of last resort for the electricity generation. The Prime Minister has extended that to the notion of perhaps some kind of government loan for some of this investment. And the Prime Minister is talking about investment in fair dinkum power. What do you think that means? And do you think the government should, the Australian government should be in the business of giving loans to power generators?
Well, I think everyone understands what the Prime Minister means by fair dinkum power. He means coal. This is code in the coalition party room for a leg up for coal-fired investment, because investors, private investors, have said now for 2 years after the government first floated this possibility, there is no interest in investing in new coal-fired power stations in Australia. The only investor that has indicated interest is Clive Palmer. So what the coalition party room has been agitating for is for taxpayers' money to be put on the table to drive those investments. The ACCC did not recommend loans. The ACCC recommended in this recommendation that the government might underwrite the financing, give some security to the financing of projects that would bring new generation into the system, provide a bit of competition so they would be new generators and be able to get offtake agreements with middle-sized manufacturers that need it. This is something very different that the Prime Minister has announced yesterday and looks very much like a crutch for investment in new coal fired power.
If someone does come forward and wants to build a high efficiency, low emissions coal plant, the so-called clean coal plant, and if it can be done at a price that is comparable to renewables, would you have any objection to the Australian government?
It can't. It's quite clear. This is not a question. This is a resolved point. A new coal-fired power station, even one of the high efficiency, low emissions plants, would still produce somewhere between 740 and 800 kilograms of carbon dioxide per megawatt hour. That is not a clean plant. I mean, you would legally not be able to build it in Canada or the UK, for example, under Conservative governments. And it would, as Scott Morrison himself said a couple of months ago as Treasurer, it would take years to build and it would not deliver cheap power.
Just before I leave energy, you have said that these measures announced yesterday are not a substitute for the National Energy Guarantee, which you admit was supported by every single business organisation in the country. Can we take it from that the National Energy Guarantee will form the basis of Labor's energy policy at the next election?
Well, we think the government should return to the table on the National Energy Guarantee. And it wasn't me saying that the ACCC report was not a substitute for the NEG. It was the ACCC itself. The ACCC said that these retail measures are important, and we agree with Rod Sims on that, but they are not an investment framework, that the country needed an investment framework, and that was presented by the NEG, a measure that Scott Morrison himself said.
So will Labor offer it at the next election?
Well, we need the government to come back to the table. It needs to be bipartisan. The business groups and the Energy Security Board have said the value of the NEG is having agreement between the major parties. And if the Prime Minister has got any lesson for the last 8 weeks from his failure to develop another investment framework, from the lesson or the message from the voters of Wentworth on the weekend, that the decision to dump an elected Prime Minister, which is obviously irreversible, and then to dump an energy policy that had such a broad base of support, was a colossal mistake on the part of this government. He has the power to reverse that mistake, and I continue to invite him to do that.
The NEG is dead, I think, is the position of the coalition, but we'll be speaking to Josh Frydenberg, former Energy Minister, current Treasurer, later. It's coming up towards 7 o'clock. Mark Butler, just before we run out of time, yesterday the Scott Morrison government rejected a Labor compromise on the New Zealand asylum seeker deal. The Prime Minister says he won't horse trade on border protection. Will Labor have no option, given you are keen to get the kids off Nauru, to pass the legislation imposing lifetime travel bans?
Well, the legislation should reflect the concerns of the security agencies about a possible New Zealand deal, and that is that people transfer to New Zealand would be able to access what's called the 444 backdoor, which is the visa that only applies to New Zealanders because of our open borders arrangements. Now, we've said we're up for legislating to close that backdoor, but not for the overreach that's involved in this legislation that would stop not just people who are transferred to New Zealand from ever visiting Australia on a short-term visa, but people transferred to the United States or any other country in the world. I thought last week Scott Morrison was up for that, but perhaps that was simply about the electoral politics of Wentworth, and he's withdrawn that offer this week.
So we're almost at the news, but will Labor then sign on to the legislation as it is, just in the interest of getting people off Nauru?
Well, we're not clear about what the government's position is. They wanted to deal before Wentworth. Now they've said they're not interested in dealing.
They want you to pass their bill.
We've put a proposition that reflects the concerns.
They've rejected
other security agencies and puts the needs of the children at the top of the list. And we're going to continue to advocate that with the government.
Mark Butler, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Mark Butler is the Shadow Minister for Climate Change and Energy.